To quote the greatest Christmas song of all time by Run-DMC. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
You were busting up.
What? That's pretty funny.
Why were you laughing?
Greatest Christmas song ever.
It is. Welcome to episode 59 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, and sitting across from me, because I moved my position a little bit while we record, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular... Wow, that was terrible.
That was...
We are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good.
We got wine.
We have wine.
So why don't you tell everybody what's in that bottle?
We have a Zinfandel XY Zin Reserve from Dry Creek Valley.
Ooh, Reserve.
It's special. Sonoma County, 2014. We actually opened it yesterday because I wanted wine. And it was good yesterday and still good today. Because we didn't finish a whole bottle.
I think that's like a victory. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's special for another reason.
My dad gave this to us last year for Christmas.
Right.
So.
And we decided to pop it the following Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas. That's not bad.
No. It's a 14. It could go for a little time.
It could. I mean, I think it's probably drinking pretty close to its peak right now. With especially a day open.
Yeah. No, it's very good.
So
very happy.
Excellent. So do you want to start out with views from the couch? You want to talk about Christmas first? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, honestly, there hasn't been a lot of views because I've been home with the baby. Well, I guess she's not the toddler. So I don't even know what I watched. I mean, last week was kind of a crazy week with work. I binged a lot of my Bravo shows, but nothing's really like, you know, come into mind as far as like earth shattering. So,
well, last week was very busy for me too. It's really the busiest week of the year in what we do. And I had to work in a store and made it a little rough, but we did get to catch up on a couple more episodes of A Million Little Things.
Yes. We are all caught up on A Million Little Things now.
I'll say that watching that, the room gets a little dusty. gets a little dusty, and it hits way too close to home for me. But it's so compelling.
It's such a good show. It's such a good show.
I'm surprised there's not more talk about it. I think this is us just because of the type of show it is. Overshadows it.
I think it's a secret out there. Like, no one really. Because honestly, I didn't know what it was going to be about. Until I started watching it.
A Million Little Secrets.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. This Is Us is a better show.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
This Is Us has competing for best show ever caliber type writing and acting.
Right.
I think the writing on A Million Little Things is a little clunky at times.
Yeah. You know, in the, one of the actress... The wife of the guy that kills himself, right? Like, I feel
spoiler
like,
alert.
Well, okay, if you don't know that by now, then I'm sorry. But I always feel like she's about to cry, and honestly, you know, obviously she's going through a lot in her life right now, so I get it. But it's almost annoying. It's like, okay, I get it. You're sad. Like, it's just her speech pattern. Annoys the living daylights out of me.
It's been 7 weeks since your husband died. Get over it, lady. That is super callous.
No, it's just like, I mean, it's just the way she talks. It's like the one girl when we watched Under the Dome, her forehead was so big. It annoyed me. Like, it's just this little thing
that poor girl is never going to live down her forehead.
Oh, my God. It was so big. She needed a different hairstyle. Like, someone needed to tell her. My forehead's huge. Like, I feel like my forehead's getting bigger, too. So, but it was
Did she
big.
Need bangs? Or
like, she needed bangs or something. I don't know what was going on. She needed to hide the forehead. But it's her speech pattern. It's just, it annoys me. And I just, like, every time she talks, I'm like, oh, she's talking again. And it's not what she's saying. It's just the way she's saying it. Like, I want her to be sad, because if she wasn't sad, that's not realistic. But does it sound like you're about to, do you have to sound like you're about to burst into tears with every word?
I think the other characters do a good job of getting past that, but they weren't married. But even the kid actors do a pretty good job in that.
Yeah.
But the Sean from Psych,
he does a great job.
That dude is he's crushing it.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's so good.
I kind of have a man crush on him.
Well, I don't blame you. He's an attractive man, too.
Is he? I can't really tell.
He's like the guy next door. Like, he's just, you know, he's like he's not like hot heartthrob, you know, like, you know, beautiful person, but we would do our hot or not hot. He's not hot, but he's, you know, an attractive man.
You might, I mean, I think you're letting people into the secrets of what we do
on vacation
when there's no TV.
Like, hot or not hot.
So basically what that means is we do find a Wi-Fi connection and then we scroll through pictures
of celebrities
and decide if they're hot or not hot.
Yeah.
Not shallow at all.
No, not at all. So we have caught up on a lot of our TV from the fall. Caught up on Dirty John.
Oh, yeah. So Dirty John is a podcast originally that I absolutely loved.
And Linda says that she's going to actually listen. She wants to listen to the podcast now. So she's been watching the show as well. And she's thinking of, you know, adding another podcast to her listening.
Wow.
I know.
Well, Dirty John is worth the listen.
That's what I told her, that you gave it your two thumbs up.
And I don't think it matters which order you watch them in or listen to the podcast first or watch the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know how many parts they'll
have. I think there's only like maybe one or two left
of the
series.
It's a heck of a true story.
Yeah.
And I think that there's just more dramatization because you got to get more dialogue, right, on a TV than you do on a podcast where you're more storytelling and interviewing.
So Linda and I were talking about the daughters.
Yeah.
In on the show, and like the older daughter, right, and how shallow she is. And she was saying that she thought, like, if that was her, like, she would be mad at the producers and the actress that's portraying her, because it makes her, like, it puts her in such a horrible light that, you know, she's this shallow person that, you know, obviously she's trying to help her mom too, but, you know, it's just the way that she acts and talks and stuff like that. Like, we would be upset. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm sure they acted up, right? I can't imagine she's really like that, but maybe she is. I don't know.
I mean, this is where the podcast comes in handy, and I won't give any spoilers. I think if you haven't listened to Dirty John,
I might
go listen to it. It's worth the listen. And the show I think is good.
Yeah,
but the podcast is outstanding.
Yeah,
The fact that it's true.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Is insane.
Well, I said that one of my housewives, the OG from the OC. You know, she was kind of caught in the scam with a guy as well. Not nearly to the extent that it seems John is, but still, it kind of, there's a little parallel situation going on.
I get a lot more pepperiness out of this wine tonight.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't. It's good. It's good. That's all I got for you. So that, I did finish, you know, I made it through another, seven seasons plus the Gilmore Girls Year in the Life. So I'm ready to start back on episode one, which you just you just can't believe I do that.
Pick a different show.
But I might change it up. I might take a break from my Gilmores and like do the Marvelous Mabel, whatever. Cause that's supposed to be really good too.
What are you talking about? Marvelous Mabel.
Mabel. I don't know. The one that's on Amazon. The Amazon
Oh,
one.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel? It's not Mabel.
It's not Mabel?
I think it's Maisel. I think it's Maisel.
Maisel. Anyways, I heard that's supposed to be really good. And it won a bunch of awards, so.
It's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Maisel. Mabel. I think my Mabel sounds better, but yeah, it's fine. So, yeah. So I might switch it up to that. I might switch it up to that.
But there's only like 3 seasons of that.
I know.
I would think that would be more of a treadmill show.
No, because while Fuller House is out, the next season of Fuller House is out, and I have to watch that as well. So that's that. I have to keep up on that. Otherwise, you know, they spoil stuff. It can get.
Well, and this year, I don't feel like you've watched your Christmas movies either.
I didn't. I watched some, but not all of them.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
White Christmas.
Did you watch that?
I did.
Once?
Yes.
Wow. That seems low for you. You like to rewatch
things.
Our
daughter was not cooperating.
What did she want to watch?
Yesterday she wanted to watch The Lion King.
That's
so Christmassy. Oh.
You know, it is a new year coming, and that's about renewal of life. Even the circle of life.
I got my Home Alone in, finally. I hadn't had
that
in.
Oh, that's a good Christmas movie.
I made her watch that yesterday while I was putting together her train set. We were taking turns on, you know, Michaela movie, then mommy movie. Oh.
Well, it's going to be interesting over the next few days now that the older kids have finally been able to come up.
Yeah, if I get a break.
To see if she'll want to watch, she'll just run them ragged.
Oh, the kids are going to be exhausted. They're going to ask to go home on Sunday. They're just going to be like, we're done. They're tapping out. Because she woke up yesterday and she said, 2 more sleeps till brother and sister got here. And then this morning she woke up, or no, yesterday was 1 more sleep. Then this morning she woke up and she's like, where's brother and sister? I said, no, they're coming this afternoon. She's like, no, mommy, you said today. I'm like, okay, it is today, just this afternoon. Then she went down for her nap, and as soon as she woke up, she's like, is daddy back with brother and sister? And for the next 2 hours, 15 minutes until you got home, she was calling you all kinds of names. I mean, it was just inappropriate for a 3-year-old because you were taking way too long.
Stop teaching her that. Did you let her talk to Kevin?
I cannot control her phone. Who calls her? But yeah, until you got here, she was just... And then, like, I wouldn't let her open more gifts. So then she was saying she was so sad and she couldn't wait for brother and sister to get here because then she could open presents. I mean, it was just...
Well, I was a little, I mean, it explains a lot about when I walked in and she just booed me. That was a little much. But yeah, Daniel and Lily opened gifts tonight. We opened mm-hmm. gifts. I got tremendous gifts. The best gifts ever.
What was your favorite one? You got
I don't
two.
Know. It's pretty close. The tabletop curling. I'm really excited about tabletop curling.
I thought you would enjoy that one.
I already looked online to see if there's a special tabletop curling table.
Really?
A curling table you have to buy.
Uh-uh.
No.
No.
Why?
That's not happening.
And then the ultra.
Your ultra
vest.
I did a lot of, I didn't do research. I had others do a lot of research for me.
Well, Rob.
Yes.
Is who you were communicating
with,
right?
That's who I was communicating with.
So thank you, Rob. Good choice. And I think that he had gotten some feedback from Karen,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So 2 past guests.
I know.
That have become friends.
Yes. So I'm glad. And I got my building for my village. I got Moose's ice cream parlor and snack shack thingy, which is very cute. I already put it up. And then you got me people for my village.
Yeah. Because... They're the village people.
But the people are sitting on benches, but they didn't come with the benches.
Right. Yeah. That description was a big fat lie, Amazon.
So I ordered the benches, but they won't get here for another week.
Although it wasn't Amazon. I mean, it's the.
Yeah. They were back ordered. So I won't get them till after Christmas, it's already after Christmas. After New Year's, I won't get them.
That's fine.
Which is fine because everything's coming down probably next weekend, I would think.
Well, and you got one more thing, too.
Oh, and I got my the Ancestry health thing.
Yeah.
Was it both?
Oh, yeah.
It's both, right? That would be interesting to see if I really am Well, I know I'm Italian. See how much Italian I am and German. And my grandfather always said he had a little French in him. Because they were right on the border of Germany and France. So, like, one year it was France and one next year it was Germany.
Like in Alsace?
Yeah.
Oh.
Along that, in that region. So, we'll see. We'll see what they say. But
the
health will be interesting, too.
Yeah, I'm curious about the health. I think that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I got to... So I said, I'm like, oh, I got a spit thing. And Michaela's like, Mommy, you got a... She's like, mimic. She's my little parrot. I'm like, oops. So, yeah.
Well, and I think the kids were all happy with what they got.
Yeah.
So it should be fun.
It was a good Christmas. And we still have one more day.
We do. We have to go to my parents.
For the big kid stuff. And a little stuff. She holds back a few things for our niece and for Michaela. So
yeah.
they don't feel like left out.
Right. Well, I think it'll be another fun day.
Yep.
And training wise, I think you're kind of on hiatus.
Yeah. Well, I've done a lot of lifting and carrying stuff around.
It's true.
So
a lot of strength training.
So I feel like I feel pretty good about that. And then the next week I'm going to, you know, have to take down all the decorations and carry those boxes around. So,
well,
yeah, I'm on hiatus.
Well, hopefully you get.
But I'll be back.
Back on it.
After the new year. I'll get back. Once Michaela's back in school. Because she's on vacation. She's off. Like, they take
until
this
Monday.
Week off. And no.
Until the
Wednesday.
Until Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah. She goes back the second.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's when I go back to work, too. It's on the second. So, yeah. So, but you've been out there running.
Yeah.
Running enough for both of us. I don't know.
Well, I missed a run or two over the last couple of weeks because of the way work is, and I just didn't prioritize it and decided to really kind of go off the wagon with eating for a little bit, and that causes issues for me in terms of getting up in the morning and getting moving. So that was a big mistake.
Yeah.
And I don't regret it. I don't have any guilt about it because I knew what I was doing, and
yeah.
As soon as I got through the Christmas meal, breakfast, basically,
yeah,
you know, into Christmas, you know, like I shut it off and I'm fine.
Right.
You know, I feel good, and we'll just get right back on track.
Yeah.
Really.
We have last night we had, I made the country ribs from the Eat Happy.
Oh, you even get that right. Anna Vocino would be very happy with that.
I know, right? Yeah.
And those are
very
tremendous.
Good. Very good. And even Michaela liked it. Of course, she dipped it in barbecue sauce, but.
Yeah, but I thought it was really, really good. So, and some chicken tonight. But anyway, I mean, the runs were, the second 16 miler was better than the first.
Mm-hmm.
Still not ideal. I had expected to try some new fueling choices that day. They didn't make it, but they did make it now.
Yep.
So with the vest and that reminds me of the Seinfeld with denim vest. with the vest and the new fuel choice that which I'll report on after the fact to see how it goes. I'm excited to try this next 16 miler, which I'm gonna push back to Sunday. So I basically pushed everything back. So I have a run tomorrow, a run Saturday, and a run Sunday, and then Monday again.
Yeah.
I'll take Tuesday off. So I took Tuesday, Thursday off this week just with the way everything fell.
Yeah, and we have our niece on Saturday. You know, she's spending the night, so.
Yeah, I got to do a shorter.
Yeah, you need to be shorter so we can spend time
with her. A shorter morning run. And then on Sunday, I'll get up early and go do my 16, which takes me, you know, 3.5 hours, give or take. I'll do it probably in the neighborhood. Again, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
After this, I'll probably venture back out to some trails and.
When do you go up in mileage?
So I cut back.
Oh.
For a week.
Okay.
And then I go to 3 18 milers in a row.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And you have an 18 miler when we were downtown for our anniversary weekend.
I do, but we'll have to look at the schedule and see how I'm going to do all that.
I would say you would do it after Saturday morning. It would be nice for you to run along the lakefront.
I don't know about that.
You think after our
No.
Dinner at
Oreo? I don't think either one.
Oh, you're going to, oh, maybe like Friday morning or
something
like that?
Yeah, I might do it Friday morning or
Friday afternoon or something like that.
Well, I'll take the day off and probably just do it on Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's silly to try to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
After, we're going to be out with friends on Friday, and then we're going to do, you know, our special anniversary dinner on Saturday.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that we're going to drink to the point where it's going to be too much of a problem, but I just want to have fun. I don't want
to
worry about
it. You don't have to
it.
Worry about doing 18 miles.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Uh-oh.
You have a problem? What's the issue over here?
Oh, the little sound thing was going crazy, so I thought maybe she was talking.
Nah, she's fine. All right, back to the show.
Sorry. Well, it was going crazy.
Well, you could have left that with the big kids. They would have been fine. Helping
I think
out.
They'll probably go to bed. I told them they had to be ready to go by 8:30. They look the look of shock and horror.
They need 12
face.
Hours to
yes.
prepare for that.
So, anyways, right. Okay.
So, anyway, well, I think Christmas was great.
Yeah.
But the training's going well, and I think we should do a little bit of, you know, reminiscing about how this year went.
Okay.
And let's start with how we feel our one words related to the year.
I think you should remind our listeners as to what our one words were.
Sure. Why don't you tell them yours and then we
no.
can go from there.
They love to hear the sound of your voice so much better. So
that,
you should,
well, we know that's a lie.
You should totally.
So what
I think mine was mine grateful?
There you go.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. That was going to be this year.
Well, that's why it sounded so good. So do you feel that you were more grateful this year than normal? Do you feel like it impacted your life?
Yeah, I think I was more grateful. I tried to definitely live in the moment and be grateful for all the things that I had and not the stuff that I, you know, didn't have and stuff. So I think it made a little bit of an impact. I don't think it was like some huge life altering thing.
I think what's was interesting to me when you chose it is I kind of feel you're a pretty grateful person to start with.
Get on my bad side, man.
It's not true.
I am a grateful person. I have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, I have a pretty good life, blessed life. So.
So we'll get to this year's later.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come up with one by then.
For me, this year was upgrade.
Oh, right.
And I feel that I did in many ways adhere to that. It didn't go in every aspect of my life as long as I wanted it to, but I definitely think I upgraded in terms of my health mm-hmm. and my fitness and kind of persevering through.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day on my 16 miler because I have a lot of time to think when I'm doing that. And running, I feel, was the biggest upgrade for me.
Yeah.
And the piece of it that really struck me was I learned how to become uncomfortable and be okay with it.
Okay.
So I learned to be comfortable with being uncomfortable for that aspect of my life. And it really, because I can't say that it's really any easier today.
Okay.
Like doing those 16 miles is hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's ever going to be easy because I think the minute that it gets easier, you're adjusting something else, speed or whatever.
Right.
And it keeps you in this constant state of discomfort. And I don't want to say suffering because that's the wrong word. You know, I don't have a disease, you know, cancer. Like
right.
I'm not suffering here. Right. It's something that I chose to put myself into. So that I don't like that word, but discomfort is definitely there. And I hope that I can now take that mm-hmm. and put it in other aspects of my life. And learn how to be more comfortable being uncomfortable so that I can get better at things, upgrade other areas now too.
Yeah.
There's some things that I wanted to upgrade that I just didn't. And I have to keep looking at that.
So will you carry that forward?
No, I have a new word.
Oh, good.
For sure.
You.
And I'm excited about it.
Oh, good.
But I think we should do a little bit more year in review.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do like we did for the mid-year and list,
list all our,
everything.
Our goals.
That I thought was fun, but maybe tedious. Instead, I think what's good is maybe just kind of talk about how do you look back on this year? Like anything that happened that was big to you? Anything that you'll go forward with? Just what were your, like, what are the things that impacted you?
Well, I think completing my 5K, running it, I think that was a huge, you know, accomplishment, something that I didn't think I'd ever be able to do, to run. I mean, I never thought I could run a mile, let alone 3.1 miles. So to be able to accomplish that, I think that was pretty good, you know, just to prove that I put my mind to it, I could do it. And prove to others that didn't think I could. Did it. So
I don't know if anybody really thought you couldn't.
No. I don't think anyone thought I was going to do the mountain one because it was rainy and stuff.
Right. Well, that was a different race. Yeah.
But so that was a pretty big accomplishment for me this year that I was pretty proud of myself. And then to continue on, I mean, I didn't, you know, then, you know, a few weeks later to be able to do the mountain and stuff. And I really do have intentions to get better out there. I don't like being cold. And the idea of running outside just has no appeal to me. And honestly, I was getting almost bored with it too. So I need to figure out how not to be bored while running. And I don't know, maybe if I start listening to a podcast, maybe that will help. I'm not sure. But listening to my music even like gets me bored. And it's, I end up not even listening to what I'm actually going through my headphones. So.
Well,
I mean, that's my issue with working. That's why I've never continued on with this stuff, because I get bored. And the training plan was nice because it was different every week. And so, you know, I have my training plan for a 4-week cycle. So it's different every week. But then in the week five, you're back to week one again and you're doing the same thing again. And I don't know if that's going to keep me going or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything to add or to say. I just think that you need to keep trying things. I think that boredom is a form of discomfort.
Yeah.
Like I'm bored out there too.
Yeah.
But I just learned to like, okay, well, I'm bored. I could be doing other things. What's more important to me? And I think for you, the answer is like, it's just not that important to you.
No, it's not.
And that's okay.
Right.
And you know,
that's why I like my 30 minutes on the treadmill. I get my, you know, it's short, it's sweet, but I'm getting some type. And I, you know, I go faster some days. I slow down other days. You know, I vary my speed when I'm on the treadmill, but it's 30 minutes. So it's, I don't get bored. It's not like I'm watching the clock at that point. It's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, my show's done. Oh, I'm at 30 minutes. Okay, now I can go to work. Or my phone starts blowing up because work's like trying to find me because it's after 8 o'clock, God forbid. So, I mean, that's why I like that. But when I was doing the training for the 5K, you know, I had this end goal. So then it's like, oh, maybe I do another goal. And it's like, ugh. Seems like that would just be giving you too much happiness if I started running other races.
No, I don't want you to do things you don't want to do. That's
No, I know that. I know.
That's the bottom line. And,
yeah.
You know, some people just aren't cut out for this stuff. I only worry about the health aspect of it. And that's
right.
It. Like, honestly, it doesn't matter to me what you do as long as you're satisfied and healthy. I'm mm-hmm. just worried about long-term health from a sedentary lifestyle.
Right.
That's the key for me. And,
yeah.
You know, if you like hiking, like, I just think that we need to look at how to get out more in nature and hike. But I also feel like you have a very, very narrow band of weather where you want to do it in.
No.
And that in Chicago, it's about 3.5 weeks a year.
That's not true.
Well, you don't like cold. You don't like it too hot either. So
no, nobody. But I do it. There's not that. It's not like I stop. It's not like you were like, hey, let's go hiking at 90 degree weather. I wouldn't say no. I'd be like, okay, let's go. It's not like we've ever not done it because of weather. I'm just saying, when it's 20 to below, I don't want to go outside.
I guess where this is where we get caught up, because my.
Right.
You say, let's go hiking. Well, maybe every once in a while, what I need is for you to tell me you want to go. Because
right.
I just don't know what you want to do.
Right.
Right. So it's, I'm a little bit gun shy because like right now, like I don't want to ask you to do any of that stuff. Because I want you to decide when it's right for you to do it. So I need your input on that. But I mean, we bought these hiking poles. We got to do something.
I know. Right?
We didn't get on our epic hike. That's the one thing that this year I wish we could have. But I feel that the mountain made up for a lot of it.
You're right.
We weren't together, though.
No.
I really do want to get out there and hike more. And I will, like, post-marathon, I want to work on actually how to walk faster for myself. Because I think the trails are calling. And you got to be a good hiker, a good walker to be out on those trails. Because you want to hike fast.
Yep.
You're not always running. I mean, that's a long way.
Yeah.
I'm not an elite.
No.
Shocking. So there's that. Anything else that stuck out to you for the year? Anything you want to remember?
No. Well, we had some good vacations. I mean, our trips that we've taken. That was a lot of fun. Enjoyed all that time together with the family and stuff. I don't know. It seems weird that the year's over, in all honesty. I just can't believe it. It seemed like it went by fast. It's like, what did we do this year? I was thinking, I'm like, what did we do all summer? Like, we wanted to get outside more, but, you know, there's always excuses for why we didn't.
The heat was horrendous this year.
Yeah.
For us. And
I mean, it's hard with Michaela. I mean, it's an excuse, but it's the truth. I mean, you can't take a toddler when it's 95 degrees out and strap her in a, you know, if she'll stay in a, a stroller, but most times she won't even stay in that anymore. So, I mean, it's just hard. It's hard to get stuff done. And her schedule is becoming very popular, busy as well.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, a lot going on with that, for sure. I mean, my running accomplishments this year definitely stand out to me.
You had a lot.
I got a lot of PRs this year, from 5K up to half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. I got faster. I'm going to end the year weight-wise about where I started the year.
Yeah.
You know, give or take, not what I was hoping for at all.
Right.
That's got to be a focus, because I'm just not feeling, I just don't feel right. Like, I'm still too big. So I got to focus on that for sure going forward. But this year, that's the one thing I wasn't super happy about.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to lose the additional 20 pounds, and I'm not where I was. I'm still lower than when I ended last year, but not by much, that's for sure. So
yeah, I mean, I'm in a ballpark, right? I mean, it's a margin of error kind of thing. And that I wasn't super, you know, thrilled with myself about. I really struggled. And I think a lot of that had to do with understanding where I'm at in terms of this depression stuff.
Right.
Like, and how that fits into eating and your weight and all kinds of stuff. And it really is eye-opening for me to understand, mm-hmm. like, how long a lot of this stuff has been going on that I didn't have a label on it.
Right.
So getting it out, you know, getting it out in public, I mean, to our 13 listeners now, 14, somewhere in there, was a big deal for me.
Right.
So I think I'll remember that. And I'm going to remember just the unbelievable progress from all the kids. All of them just grew up so much.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of their, you know, their maturity as people for the older ones,
mm-hmm.
coming into their own, you know, Daniel starting high school and, you know, nailing this first semester, Lily getting back into competition cheer and doing really well.
Right.
You know, going to state and placing there. And Michaela, I mean, they're going to get leaps and bounds with.
Right.
With smaller kids, with toddlers, but her speech and her the way she pretends is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Her imagination. So I'm going to remember this year for just big leaps, I think, for the kids.
Right.
In ways that I'm not sure I fully expected. So.
Well, I think we were kind of nervous with Dan. I mean, freshman year of high school can be hard for any kid. I mean, for all kids mostly. So, I mean, I think as a parent, you're always concerned how that change is going to be. And he's, you know, went on full on and he's done a great job. So it's been a great year for them. That's for sure.
Yeah. Now we get to look ahead.
Yes.
So I think we should talk a little bit maybe about a 2019 one word. I can start. Because you probably haven't figured yours out yet.
No, I asked the kids and they were no help. Daniel said magnet. I'm like, because he got a magnet for his phone. So that's his obsession. And then his other word was help. I'm like, yeah, I could use that one too. So the kids were no help whatsoever. And Lily came up with a word that I can't even pronounce. So,
oh,
yeah.
Great. I like that they're teaching you vocab, though.
She didn't tell me what it meant. I think she literally looked up like the hardest word to say on Google or something. So, yeah. So they were no help. So, yeah, I've got nothing. But I'll try.
Well, I mean, it's not like we didn't know this was coming.
I know.
So, but you don't have to have one. Nah. That is your choice. So, to remind everybody,
yes,
what's going on here. So, you know of my obsession with the Gomers.
So does the court order.
Right. The two Gomers who right now are in season 8, but they're in their 10th year of podcasting. And they stole from Oprah this one word resolution. And I've heard it in other places, Gretchen Rubin and other places that I've heard it also. But you basically choose a word for the year to make your theme. And it helps you kind of stay centered, if you will, on what's important to you or with things that you might want to work on. So for me, 2019, my word of the year is focus.
Okay.
I need to focus on continuing to improve my health. I want to focus on my weight loss. I want to focus on things like my running, where I don't get crazy and start doing 8 million races. Like,
yeah.
I have a lot of FOMO when it comes to racing or races going on.
Yeah.
And I need to focus on just how to overcome or learn to incorporate, because you can't really get rid of it, learn to incorporate things like this depression issue into life that is more in a more positive way, in a more impactful way.
Okay.
Is impactful a word?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds weird. It's not one of my favorites. I don't know why I said it.
I don't know. Because it's impactful.
Yeah. So focus is a big deal for me because I do get a little bit of squirrel.
Yeah.
In me. I want to do other things.
Yeah.
And I need to hone in on what's important. I need to focus.
It's a good word. I think the issue with me is that like this is you, right? Like, you love this stuff, you love the goals, and like we went through this last year. So those of you that have been around for a year, you know where Gretchen's going with this. I mean, I wish this was me. I wish to God I was this person that could like think of a word and think about it all year round and have it, you know, just do something. It's not me, but I'm trying because I think it's a great thing, and I want to.
Do you think it's a great thing for me, or a great thing for others, or a great thing for you?
I think it's a great thing for you and for others.
So you don't think it's a great? So
I just don't know. Like, so, obviously, I remembered it at literally the last second it came to me that my word was grateful. Yeah, I was grateful, right? Yeah. See, even now, like the last second, I was like, oh, I think it was grateful. I wasn't 100%. Wasn't 100% sure.
I've only been hashtagging it for a year.
Well, but see, grateful. See, but it's just, it's hard for me to explain, I guess. I just, that's just not who I am or who I've been. And so it's hard for me to.
So you would just continue to just kind of float through life without making effort to, I guess.
But I make effort. I always make effort to do better, be a better person, you know, exceed in work, exceed in life, you know, make sure my family is, you know, happy and healthy and taken care of. And
so you just said like 4 things that could be your word.
But it's nothing special. It's not like I need to think about it. It's just who I am and what I do. You know,
so now that we've learned that you're perfect,
I am not by any means. I am not perfect.
Gretchen has nothing she wants to focus on or improve.
No, but it's not the problem. The problem is that I don't think about a word or a goal to help me accomplish those things. I just do them because
Because you're better than us.
That's just how I do it. There's the hut better. It's just my who I am and how I am. And I'm not that. I don't want to say touchy feely, but it's kind of like. It's not touchy feely.
I don't think anybody would describe me as touchy feely.
Right, but you do love like the your Be Better Today podcast, right? The quotes and thinking about that, and I think that's your creative mind. I don't have that creative mind. Like I don't. I wish I did, but I don't have a creative mind, so it's hard for me to. I'm a very black and white person.
So I think what we've learned, or the audience has learned, that I'm deeply flawed. And need these things to improve, and
that's
you've
not,
got your stuff together.
Not at all what I just said.
I think it is.
No, that's not what I said.
It wouldn't be untrue.
I'm not perfect. I have a lot.
I didn't say perfect on that one. I just said you have your stuff together. The perfect I was teasing.
I mean, I just.
Well, then don't have a. I think that that is a legit answer. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you forced me into this last year. It took me a year to remember the word. I'm
no,
out.
I remembered it 6 months later. 6 months in. Or maybe I didn't. We'll have to look at the transcript. You might have had to remind me 6 months ago when we were doing our half year in review. Whether
right.
or not I remember the word or not. But I support it and I wanna do it, but it's hard for I feel like I would be just putting something out there and not really owning up to it, you know?
Well, I don't think that you need to put something that's inauthentic. Is that a word? Inauthentic into the universe? Like, you don't need to do that.
I want to have another good year. Like, I just want to have a good year. And I just want to be happy.
What do you want to get out of 2019? I want to have a good year.
I want to not, go bankrupt, lose the house, lose my job. I would like to, just kind of be where I'm at. And
well, that's a pretty low bar. So if we don't go bankrupt and we get to keep our house for the year, we're good?
Then we're good.
All right. Those
are my goals for 2019.
This is going
to
be...
Not to lose my job.
Luckily, it'll be a short podcast this week. And to me, it's an interest. It's interesting on how to go forward, right? Because I think a lot of the impetus of the last year was... At least you had that, like, for most of the year, you had the 5K goal, right?
Right.
You had other goals that you had stated.
Right. Did like, I accomplish any of those other goals?
Well, I wasn't going to put either one of us through this, with walking through them. Like,
yeah.
I think it's better just to kind of talk in generalities. And I thought that maybe we would talk about much more focused goals for this year.
I do want to focus more on what we... say we're going to do. I'm with you on that because I do think we say we're going to do stuff and then we don't follow through with it. And I really want to focus more.
Well, I think that we follow through with some things.
Yeah.
But
no,
there are others
not,
that we don't.
I'm not saying we're complete deadbeats and we don't do everything we say. But yeah, I mean, I will come up. We were going to do goals this today, too. Oh, wait, you do? Oh, 2019. That's on the board.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that we're not doing goals today.
Yeah.
Because.
Did you write out your goals?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm on this stuff.
Wow.
I'm thinking about this kind of stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is pare down the goals to become more focused.
Okay. It goes with your word. Amazing how that all just... Did you do that on purpose? It all ties together.
But that's been my issue. I want to start to hone in on
what really matters.
What really matters. I need to focus in and get it done.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make for me being a better person.
Mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee I'll become a better podcaster
because
that ship sailed.
Thanks to me.
And no, you're the one that people, they relate. They like you. You're the Sally Field of the show.
It'll be interesting to see what people think about me not having my thoughts on the one word and stuff.
I think people are going to be like, yeah, I could care less too. I think our audience is split with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Probably 80-20. More your, who gives a rip. Like, what are you talking about? A word. Get over yourself.
No, it's a great idea. Just.
I want to talk about goals, though, for sure. Yeah. I do think that goals are important.
I do want to come up with something like a running type goal for this year. We're going to do the Arboretum again, the 5K at the Arboretum. I want to do that again.
Great.
And maybe I'll come up with another one. Maybe, you know, I hear there's something called an 8K out there. Maybe
there's one in March.
Yeah, that seems a little too. No, that's not going to happen. That's.
I
like,
think there might. Is there an 8K at the Shipyard?
That's like
or the One City.
I think there is an 8K at the One City because I think you tried to tell me I should do that, but that's like 2 months away.
It's nine weeks.
9 weeks away. No, no, no.
You're not. You're saying no to that.
No to that, but maybe another one, like in the spring or fall, maybe spring, or like late spring, early summer type time frame.
Yeah, there's the Maritime 8K.
I thought you said there was one because you brought that up before. But
there's
maybe
also a nautical mile fun run.
Oh, I can run a mile.
Kids of all ages get to run an actual nautical mile on land, an event the whole family will love.
See, there we go. We could have brought Michaela, but she's not going with us that time.
Well, just use somebody else's kid.
Hey, kid, you want to run with me?
Just be like, just run next to somebody.
Act like I know him. No, that won't get me thrown in jail
all. There are marathon relay teams.
Oh, that's what you and Daniel did. Oh, you mean like, oh, where you run like a part of it?
Yeah. Yeah, what Daniel and I did was nuts. And
yeah. That, you don't think that's going to be repeatable? Isn't it under the lights this year?
No, they changed that.
Oh, they changed it?
A lot of the things he told me, not so much.
Not so much.
I would still like to do that event.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Daniel wants to do that event. But I'd like to find somebody in the area to do it.
There you go.
So, all right. So we'll talk about goals next time.
So, yeah. So I think we'll definitely have some goals, like, you know, as far as running goals would be. I can see, like, maybe we'll find an 8K for me to do.
Cool. Well, I mean, I know you like the bike, too.
Yeah.
You know, I could set up, I don't know. Well, see, if the treadmill's boring, is a bike trainer even more boring to you? Like if I set up a bike inside?
Oh, no.
Would you prefer that? Like to have that option?
I think that option might be kind of fun to have.
Okay, well, let's look at doing that. And then there's a rowing machine.
Yeah, we have a rowing machine.
So,
which I like, I mean.
You were on crew.
I was on
crew,
so yeah.
And if you get into the biking, then you can get Zwift and you and Rob could ride together. Rob loves the indoor. He's got a great indoor setup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I predict he'll text you with what you should do.
I'm sure. Does he have one of those things that, like, where you can, like, it, like a scenery goes around, like, on, like a track or something?
Well, I don't know. It's like Zwift is like group riding.
What is that?
It's like some virtual thing.
Is it like the Peloton thingy? Or
I don't know. Those are like classes.
Those are classes. So now that would be cool to have one of those things, but that's expensive stuff.
Those are expensive.
Who do I know that just got one of my friends from college just got one for Christmas, and she's like all excited for
it. Well, we know Raphael and Megan got one, and they love it.
Oh, yeah.
They were using it all the time. I think they're using it all the time. Remember, yeah. Raphael was talking about how you could be shirt off.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That would be fun. The Peloton would be fun, but that's too much money.
Yeah, that's a couple of mortgage payments, I think.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
Yeah, we're gonna pass.
We're gonna hard pass on that. Hard pass on that one.
But I want to talk about some goals. We'll do that in the next episode. And there are a couple of things that to do with the podcast that I'm going to put out there now,
okay,
into the universe.
Oh boy.
To see if we get any help or any answers.
Okay.
So one of them is, I really want to revamp our website.
Mm.
I'm not great at that stuff.
Yeah.
And so if anybody has, nominal WordPress skills, nunchuck skills, ninja skills, if you could reach out to me, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's not like we can pay you, but
yeah, no.
You know,
we can send some swag.
Yeah, some swag could be involved.
Yeah.
And our eternal gratitude. But I really want to get that set up better.
And we put your name, like we'd say your name.
Yes,
too.
All the time.
All the time.
So, all the time.
I mean, hey, dozens.
That's
dozens,
right.
Dozens of people.
You'll be podcast famous. Nominally. The other thing is you mentioned, well, two more things. You mentioned the Be Better Today podcast.
Yeah.
So that ends December 31st because I said I was going to do it for 6 months. So
do you think like people are going to be like, no, we want more?
No, not at all.
I feel like there might be a couple people.
Well, we'll find out. I've never put that on its own, like social, right. Its own website. I just put it out there.
So
right?
Do you know how many people like download? Is that, do you track
it? It says something like 70 something per episode or some, you know, but not that many.
Okay.
You know, there's a couple of them that are, you know, I think a couple of hundred or something.
Yeah.
But not that many people listen. And but I also don't know if it's catching the streaming or not. Mm. I have no idea. I don't think it's not. I haven't really done anything to build it.
Right.
It really was an exercise for me.
Right. It was
to
more for you.
Improve and to try podcasting with a script. And I learned a lot about myself and how that works. And
do you think you'll miss it though?
I don't. It's right now it's a little stressful, honestly.
Have you thought of like what your last one's going to be?
I have that, I think, pretty well down. I've got another one like ready to go. I've only got a couple of more in between there. So I mean,
yeah.
If I could figure out a way to improve it,
mm-hmm.
and monetize it, mm-hmm. I would do it. Right?
Right.
Like honestly, I know nobody wants to listen to me as a podcast host for a living, but like that would be what I would love to do. I'd love to host, you know, four or five different shows.
People do it. How do they get paid? How people get paid to do this stuff?
Well, a lot of people will go more on the sponsor side, right?
Yeah.
Which I am uncomfortable with in this podcast.
Yeah.
In Be Better Today, I'd be fine turning that on if I had more listeners, but I haven't done the things to get the listeners
right.
to turn it on.
Yeah.
I have another podcast idea that will start in the new year, mm-hmm. that we will probably monetize out of the gate when we do start it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then I've got a couple of other ideas that, but this is where the focus comes in,
yeah.
right? Like you can't do 8 million things. You've got to focus in.
Right. Yeah.
And I want to do some stuff. I did learn a ton doing Be Better Today. So
yeah.
It was fun for sure. And it gave me a lot of quotes and a lot of really good things to help, and focus
on.
Really came through. That was really how I got to it.
Yeah.
So we got that. One of the things that I want to do for Fat Man Chronicles
yeah.
in the new year is I want to have a roundtable discussion.
Ooh.
And so if you are in the Chicago area or willing to come to the Chicago area, we're in the western suburbs
yeah.
of we could say we're in Woodridge.
Yeah.
So we're not far off of 355 and 55 where they
yeah.
come together. There's an IKEA. You can do some shopping
there
at
IKEA.
Go.
There you go.
I want to get a roundtable discussion on nutrition with somebody who is a vegetarian or vegan.
Okay.
And then somebody who is more calories in, calories out.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can be on the, you know, be the representative of the more, I hate to say keto, but the keto, paleo, carnivore.
Right.
Although there's an actual carnivore movement. Have you seen this?
No.
Like where they only eat meat?
What? That yeah. sounds wonderful.
No. You need vegetables in life.
That was like our Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve dinner.
Just about. So, but if you're into the paleo or keto or whatever lifestyle and you'd
yeah.
like to be involved, let me know. I probably could figure out how to get a fourth person. Well, I don't know if you'll want to end up participating or not. So that's really the question. We've got four microphones set up.
We have four mics. We have four mics.
Until we make it big and can get a mixer.
I mean, oh gosh.
And get my soundproof booth built and everything.
Oh, not one of the DJ mixers?
Well, yeah. That's why I did a Run DMC quote at the beginning.
Oh,
with the greatest song of all. I mean,
it's not the greatest Christmas song.
You know, you argue with me about the greatest Christmas movie being Die Hard.
I was going to watch it, but we had to rent it. I don't know. Is it worth $3.99?
It's worth way more than I'm going to buy the Blu-ray. That's it.
You're on Amazon right now. It'll be here tomorrow.
Can't believe you've never seen that.
Never. I can't believe my theory is, if it's the greatest Christmas movie ever, why wasn't it on Christmas?
You know how good it is? You still have to pay to see it 30 years later.
Die Hard 2 was available.
Well, come on.
And Go Another Die Harder or Die Harder Another Day or something like that? Isn't that like the late, like Die Hard? There was like...
I don't know. Die Harder? I have no idea. I didn't
see
that.
Die Harder Another Day.
Let's just talk about
like
the original. That's all we're going to talk about. Alan Rickman is a genius in that movie.
I'm willing to watch it. I'm willing to watch it.
Super big tangents here. This is stream of consciousness at its worst, I think.
Focus!
Right? So if you're... If you'd like to come on the podcast and talk on this roundtable, reach out on any social media. You can email us at fatmanchronicles@outlook.com, and that would be fantastic. I really do want to get this together.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So, I mean, we can do things via phone, but I think it would be so much better if everybody was in...
In studio.
In studio. I was going to say in our basement, but that sounded creepy.
Well, it is.
We promise you can keep your keys on you.
Yeah, we promise not to.
That was really bad.
Oh, it's not good.
So, all right, well, let's wrap it up. I mean, we're heading towards an hour here, so.
Oh, look at us.
Unless you got anything else, maybe you'll have a word next time. Maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to find out. I'm guessing on the no.
Leave them guessing.
Yeah.
Guessing.
All right.
Bring them back for more.
You've been listening to episode 59 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. We really want you to subscribe. I don't know why, but that's the way they do this stuff. So if you can go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe, leave us a rating and review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Maybe share the gift of this podcast with somebody else that you like or don't like. I think either way, this could work. We want to thank our patrons. We got Amy, John, Christine, Linda, Rob, Julie. We thank you. We couldn't do this without you. It really does help. And to that note, if you want to make a donation, you can do that also on fatmanchronicles.com. There's a donate button there. And our patrons, I think I've got all your addresses, but anybody else who wants the D'Amico Christmas card for this year, send us your address.
And you can have one.
You can have one. If you make a donation, even better. But either way, just send us your address up to the first, you know, like 70 people or something.
I know. Yeah. We might have gotten some extra cards.
We got some extra cards. We'd like to share them with you. So if you're interested, we'll get you a D'Amico family card. Visit us on social media, Fat Man Stories on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Oh, we didn't even talk about the hack.
Oh, your hack.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys saw, but I got hacked on... It happened Christmas week, but I didn't notice it until Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We're not selling NFL jerseys for $16.98.
No.
And they charged a lot of money to our credit card here. That's what I get for boosting a few posts over time and leaving the credit card.
I was trying to think, like, I'm like, wow, I don't have a credit card associated with my Facebook account.
You wouldn't. I do because I've donated.
You've done donations, yep.
Donations through Facebook and boosting posts. But I just can't believe Christmas week getting hacked. And so Christmas night was spent fixing that.
Yeah, that was not. And we were going to record that night, but you were not in the mood.
No,
for
I was
it.
A little bit angry then.
Yeah, it would not have been good. You would have gotten really mad at me for not having a word.
Yeah, right. I might have. I was drunk and belligerent. Half a bottle of whiskey. No, I'm just kidding. But it was it was terrible, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're desperate for money, but not that desperate.
I know.
Mercy. All right. I think that we should just end it here. Everyone, get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now really